Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Thursday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech short in less than 2 minutes. Amazon plans to close its marketplace in China by the end of this summer. Unidentified sources told Reuters the plan is to shut their warehouses and discontinue its relationships with domestic selling merchants within the next 90 days. Consumers in China will still be able to buy online content and Kindle e-readers, as well as products from the US, UK, Denmark, and Japan via Amazon's global store. Amazon Web Services will still maintain its presence in China. Facebook is reportedly working on a voice assistant to rival offerings from Google, Amazon, and Apple. The social media giant has been working on the voice assistant project since early 2018, according to CNBC, and it has been in contact with smart speaker vendors. Facebook will face fierce competition, and given its recent privacy scandals and its failure to establish its Portal Smart Hub line as a worthy contender to competing products, it isn't clear how its latest alleged venture into the smart tech will fare. Through its partnership with Anker, Google is attempting to bring Assistant into cars with the $50 Anker Roya Bolt that will launch on Monday. The device plugs into a car's cigarette lighter port and includes USB ports and an auxiliary jack. After connecting their phone via Bluetooth, users can speak to Google Assistant and experience roughly the same functionality as a Google Home device. Microsoft refused to sell facial recognition technology to California law enforcement because of potential human rights violations. The company said that AI technology is not ready to be installed in officers' body cameras and police cars since it so far has primarily been trained with white male images. Multiple research efforts have found evidence of more mistaken identity cases in AI among women and minorities. Apple is planning to merge its Find My iPhone and Find My Friends services into a single app, the 9to5 Mac reports. The service will be able to track an expanded range of devices thanks to a new hardware product that will compete with the likes of Tile and will reportedly be released for both iOS and macOS as a Marzipan-based application. This was your shot of the coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.